As with the last debate, we'll have 1.5 minutes for each question. We're going to start with Stacy on this. We're going to do a round robin format. Not every question will be asked of every candidate. So this first question will go to Stacy, then Kyle, then Doug, then Jeff. So four of you will answer this question. Do you have a plan to address increasing panhandling and the safety concerns related to panhandling?
Okay, so here's a couple of thoughts that I have about panhandling. Number one, I do think that you can control a lot of things just by structural changes. For example, down in the Meadows, they put a barrier down in the road and that decreased the panhandling without having to have more police enforcement. And I think that is a good tactic to use because you don't want to have to be going in there constantly and taking care of people. Number two thought that I have is that always remember that this is a humanitarian issue. These are people. These are things, you can't just always look at it as a problem that needs to be solved that is just like a esoteric problem. These are actual people and their lives. So they need to be taken care of in the best way possible. And then I have a third thought. What was it? I don't remember. But I do think that panhandling, a lot of times they get sent all the way, they get sent to Salt Lake City because they have more resources. I think that they have the resources to take care of them, and we need to keep making sure that they get the resources they need. It shouldn't be only just, oh, I remember what the other thought was. Sorry, really quick, we need to keep doing outreach to make sure people aren't giving them money because that is not giving them the resources they need. And I finished with 5 seconds left.
I second Stacy on that. It's really a humanitarian issue. First of all, yeah, you can't police your way out of every single problem that faces American Fork City. You can't just send the police out over every single issue. I do support the issue that American Fork City had in putting up those barriers down there in the Meadows and across the street over by Del Taco and Les Schwab. I think that was a great idea. It basically makes it so people can't panhandle there, can't stand in the middle of the road. It's also a public safety issue when they're standing in that area there. But like I said, it's really a humanitarian issue. I like the idea of outreaching to these people to find out what's going on. There's no doubt that the amount of, as high as housing costs increase, the amount of people that are unable to afford affordable housing is increasing. And so obviously the state is growing. The homeless problem is growing. The panhandling problem is growing. And certainly my approach to it is to come up with policy that deters them from doing that, and also outreach to those people, determining what the real issue is, what the problem is. Are these people that are taking the train down from Salt Lake because they feel like that, you know, the AF City has a loophole and we're welcoming that? Or what is the real issue here? Are these people local residents of American Fork who, you know, used to have a home and have lost it through economic downturn or job loss? So I definitely think the solution is to reach out to those people, but also at the same time, you can't, you know, police your way out of every problem.
I had a time of my life when I lived in Las Vegas, and I would fly home to American Fork every weekend for 22 years. I spent every weekend here, every vacation, every holiday. But in Las Vegas, the panhandling is out of control. If you look on the news, there's thousands of people live in the underground. And the way they've approached it there is to educate the people that don't give to them, give to other sources that provides to them and helps them. If the panhandlers are successful, it gets out of control. There they will follow you into a restaurant. They will chase you down in a parking lot. So the approach I would say is educate the people of American Fork. Who are these people? What are they doing here? Because in Vegas, they found, or many of them were very wealthy and just doing it as a hobby. Some of them retired, they had plenty of money. I remember once they tracked one guy back, he got in a Cadillac, he drove home to a mansion. They asked him why he did it. Gotta do something during the day, might as well do this. And I think a lot of the people are that way. Now, I lived at the training school for a period of time, and I do see some of the people who have problems much greater than just what handing money to them is going to accomplish. And those people do need help. There are problems with because of lack of care of the mentally disabled and people who honestly need help.
Thank you. I'm concerned. I like the structural changes because I want it to be safe, but we're really in trouble as a community when we pass by people and we notice them not. And again, sometimes we get to that point where we start gating our communities and we start locking people out, and I'm really concerned about that because we're all brothers and sisters. I did Ancestry.com, looked at that and found out how many people I'm related to, and some people I'm not really politically kosher with, but we're still related. So I like the structural changes to make it safe, but I do not want to interfere with people if they want to panhandle. The only thing I do want to stop, though, is I don't want them to be aggressive. If they're attacking people or hitting their cars or doing that kind of thing, then they should be arrested for that. But if they're peacefully collecting money and not causing a problem, then I'm okay with them doing that.